Right now, Madison's alt-weekly paper Isthmus is suing the Madison Police Department over a 13-month-old records request that had been approved but not filed. Or filled, I should say. Isthmus has joined forces with the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty on this case. The group released a press release stating that the delay of the request has, quote, prevented journalists from doing their job to seek truth, provide transparency, and inform the public. Judith Davidoff is an editor and reporter for Isthmus. Judith, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thank you so much.
Also joining us is Tom Kamenick, deputy counsel and litigation manager at the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. Tom, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, Judith, filing open records request is a common procedure for a news outlet. What does the process usually go like?
Well, there really is no usually. I mean, there are often delays, as is noted in this complaint. But sometimes, you know, records are, the request is filled in a more timely manner. It's usually filed by email. There's usually an exchange after that. Oftentimes, the news agency or requester, because often it can just be a private citizen, is asked to further define the scope of the request. And then it's really left to the custodian to fulfill that request.
And Tom, before we get into the particulars of this case, why are open records an important part of accountability to the point where your organization gets involved in a case like this?
Yeah, this is really a major nonpartisan issue as far as open government is concerned. It's often been quoted that sunshine is the best of disinfectants. For an informed populace to be participating in an active democracy, it's important for people who are voting and who are contacting their representatives to know exactly what's going on in government. What is government doing with its resources? How is it allocating them? What are individuals doing with those?
And then getting into this case, Judith, a records request filed back in December of 2016. Talk us through the story. What is the story and what were you looking for there?
Well, you know, you sometimes never know exactly what the story is, but, you know, there was information out there that there was potentially internal knowledge of an officer's conduct. You know, this officer, Steve Hinesness, was ultimately involved in the fatal shooting of a local musician, Paulie Heenan. The officer was later vindicated of any, let's see, wrongdoing by the Dane County District Attorney and the police department itself. He was subsequently released from the department for reasons unrelated potentially to that shooting. But in any case, you know, we were told that there might be a story of certain information within the department by employees within the department. And so we followed up with an open records request to see if, you know, the records would bear out some kind of story.
And what happened? What happened then after filing this open records request?
Yeah, there was a lot of back and forth. You know, the initial former public radio reporter Gil Halstead had put in the initial request. He knows Dylan and was working with Dylan. And you know, as I mentioned earlier, the department asked that the records request be that the scope be narrowed. That was done, and then there was a lot of back and forth in emails about, you know, when these records would be actually produced. I should note, as I think you did earlier, that that we did pay for the records that we were told would be forthcoming, you know, pretty soon into the process.
And that's where things get tricky. It sounds like the open records request was approved. It's paid for. It'll be coming out pretty soon, but now we're about 13 months since the request. What have you heard lately?
Actually, we haven't heard anything lately. I think the last contact we had, I believe, was back in August. No, I'm sorry. After that, there was an email with an assistant city attorney about it, but. So that was post-August of 2017. Yeah. I actually don't have it right here when we emailed the assistant city attorney. I'm sure it's in the complaint.
We're talking about an open records request lawsuit involving Isthmus, the weekly newspaper in Madison, and the group Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, targeting the Madison Police Department, and about the wider issue of open records in general. Let's bring you back in now, Tom. Why get involved? Why is this a legal case now over the slow response here on this open records request?
So the open records law says that record custodians need to provide access to the records, quote, as soon as practicable and without delay. That language is not as precise as it might appear in some other states with open records laws. But the attorney general of the state has, in his guidance, suggested that 10 business days is a reasonable amount of time for most straightforward record requests. And here at Will, we get a lot of phone calls from people who are faced with these kind of delays. Or I should say not quite these kind, because typically I haven't seen anything over maybe 6 or 7 months in the past. This one with Isthmus is really egregious, and I haven't seen anything like it. But it's a major problem that we see in places around the state. Now, to be fair, there are plenty of custodians out there who are good and conscientious public servants who get records requests done post-haste. But there are others who slow walk them either through intentional delay or through just, I know, negligence or not taking enough care to make responding to record requests a priority. But it is supposed to be a basic function of government, so we are filing a lawsuit to make sure that that function is followed through on.
And Tom, have you received any response from the police department, the Madison Police Department, in regards to this decision to bring this to the courts?
I can't speak to that yet.
Gotcha. So, Judith, if the records came out, you know, after the show today, would that be it? Would the case be over?
You know, actually, I think that's more of a Tom question.
Okay, Tom, go for it.
I don't know if what that means legally.
So one of the difficulties we face, not only lawyers face that deal with these issues, but that reporters and other curious citizens face is that the courts have not yet established any kind of clear guidance on how long is too long. And so one of the things we're hoping to establish in this case is not only to get the records, but to get a court ruling on whether or not 13 months is too long. So we don't know exactly where the line is, but we feel pretty confident 13 months is on the wrong side of it.
Tom, on a legislative level, would you like to see state law change to actually put a number on how long is too long, on what timely means?
Some states do. The federal government does as well for Freedom of Information Act requests. The Freedom of Information Act also gives federal agencies the right to give themselves kind of unlimited extensions, so that's not really all that effective. Speaking purely on my own behalf here and not on behalf of any clients, I've always thought that it would work very well to put a deadline in the statute, in the law, whereby if the custodian takes longer than whatever the deadline is set at, they can no longer charge location fees, because those often become a serious impediment to getting access to records when custodians charge hundreds or thousands of dollars to do searches. And removing their ability to charge if they take too long would be a great incentive for them to get them done quickly.
And Judith, can you talk a little bit more about the role of open records requests, both in journalism and for the public at large?
Well, I think that, you know, documents and facts and evidence are what journalists need to do their work. You need to have that primary material that backs up an argument, that backs up what, you know, someone's being accused of. There are people who, you know, often can't come forward and put their names to something that they know is going on for fear of retaliation, of losing their jobs, all sorts of things. And so the ability to get to the actual record, you know, as a third party is essential to doing our job.
And Tom, this is a Madison case, a Madison newspaper, a Madison Police Department. Could a ruling have implications for the state as a whole?
If it goes to a higher court, yes. Any ruling by this court wouldn't necessarily affect other cases around the state. But if we do wind up going to the Court of Appeals or even the Wisconsin Supreme Court, we could then establish guidelines that custodians around the state would have to follow.
And Tom, what's the timeline here now that this is going to the courts? Any idea when this could be argued, maybe ruled on?
So the court has just issued an order requiring the police department to either turn over the records by March 6th or to appear at a hearing in front of the court on March 6th to explain why they aren't turning them over. So we'll have to see what they do before that point.
And Judith, is this a unique case from your perspective as a journalist? Have you seen a delay this long in an open records request before?
I personally haven't seen a delay this long, for sure. I mean, I've seen other cases where, where records were requested and then was essentially moot because it was a case at the Cap Times against them suing for records on judicial appointees, and the interview material wasn't released until the announcement was made about the who the governor had chosen. So that, kind of sabotaged the reporting on that piece. But no, I've never seen a record take this long.
Thanks to both of our guests, Judith Davidoff from Isthmus, Madison's all-weekly newspaper, and Tom Kamenick, Deputy Counsel and Litigation Manager with the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, talking about an open records lawsuit against the Madison Police Department.